KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Minister of Basic Education says 129 billion rand is needed to address the infrastructure backlog in public schools. Siviwe Gwahube appeared in the National Council of Provinces today. She says while the department has made good progress in fixing infrastructure, issues still persist. She says more than 13,000 schools need additional toilets and over 6,000 don't have a sustainable water supply. Around 8,000 schools also need additional classes.
Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal have the highest infrastructure needs, given the high number of schools that require replacement or upgrade. Gauteng and the Western Cape spend a significant portion of their budget expanding school capacity due to the increasing learner population. Provinces that underspend on allocated budgets risk funding reductions in subsequent years, which leads to further backlog. And the budget cuts at a national level have affected infrastructure allocations, leading to project delays.
KZN's Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has shed light on the latest violence that broke out in Amaoti. Police say over 2,000 community members took to the streets yesterday over the high levels of crime in the area north of Durban. Mkhwanazi says the residents were up in arms after three people were shot and killed in their home on Saturday. A community meeting was then called at the local stadium.
Because of the high level of unemployment, a lot of kids not even going to school anyway, they mobilized and they went to the stadium. So it was a chaos. A lot of people in the stadium, a lot of people on the street, the police was there. But while that gathering was happening, everyone had gunshots on the road. Two people are shot. In that chaos, the shooter also disappeared in that chaos. The police, even if they saw who might be the shooter, they cannot engage the shooter because there's too many friendly people in the mix.
He says the community initially thought the assailants responsible for the weekend murders had returned.
Then they realized that actually the people that were shot might have been shot by some of them as community members, as a revenge on what happened on Saturday. So it is the community that first is infested by crime in the area. The population size in that area is too much. A level of unemployment is that high. The whole area is got a lot of problems that you need to solve.
And he was speaking in Umhlanga, where he met with business leaders earlier today. Durban's Kings Park swimming pool is being revamped at a cost of 42 million rand. eThekwini Municipality says the current refurbishments are focused on repairing infrastructure damaged by strong winds last year. The pool was closed in November. The work is expected to be completed in April. The Kings Park swimming complex is the only swimming pool or swimming facility in South Africa with International Swimming Federation accreditation. And Rodrigo Duterte is being taken to The Hague tonight. This is according to the Philippines vice president. He was arrested in Manila this morning by police acting on an International Criminal Court arrest warrant. The 79-year-old faces a charge of crimes against humanity for a drug crackdown that rights groups estimate killed tens of thousands of mostly poor men, often without proof they were linked to the crime. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins face a tough test against the Titans tomorrow in the One Day Cup playoff. Carlos Alcaraz still on course for a third consecutive title at Indian Wells. And Liverpool can book their spot in the Champions League last eight tonight.